Joining the conversation this morning is Carrie Dewey Smith. She is the Superintendent of Education with the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We're going to have a conversation around Susan Brannigan Rabb, longtime educator, author in Mixed Nation. And yesterday I was at a health meeting, and then I got message that Susan had passed away. And I mean, she's been a great friend of mine over the years through her work with education and just being such a strong community advocate. I think it caught us all by surprise, Carrie.
Well, absolutely, Sean. I think, you know, Susan lived life right to the absolute last moment on earth, and her colleagues still reaching out to them, family and friends being around them. She absolutely did everything she could to embody the life provided to her on earth.
Longtime educator, teacher, principal, St. Peter's in Trenton, Holy Rosary here in Belleville, and in Marmer. I knew her well from Sacred Heart at the Catholic school there. You must have traveled in a lot of the same circles. Her husband, Pat, retired principal as well.
Yes, certainly the west end of our board. Sean, many of us worked together closely for years, but I had the privilege of knowing Susan and Pat as parents of James and Katie at St. Teresa in Belleville when I was the administrator there. And then as a colleague, she was in all of the school areas that I served in as an administrator. And we worked together closely in what we call our family of schools of St. Teresa in the Belleville and larger area in the west.
Yeah, teacher, she was a mentor, a strong voice for so many. Really, I know the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board has Beacon of Hope every year, and she was really that for the board and for so many in this area, Beacon of Hope.
Well, absolutely, and certainly many of my colleagues yesterday, we were sharing stories back and forth about Susan, and the thing that the thread that carried throughout the conversation was really that she was that light. When she entered a room, her personality was so present, whether it was that big smile or her absolute boisterous positivity that she provided to every conversation, to every action and reaction. She truly inspired many and supported so many students in our system.
I remember well when I would make visits to Sacred Heart Catholic School in Marmer, part of my trustee role back in the day. I would see her with the students and her staff and all the colleagues, treat them with respect and love, and always had, you know, hope for the best for all of the students there. I remember that so fondly yesterday when I was thinking about her.
Yeah, absolutely. One colleague shared with me this morning that she was a special kind of kindness. And I thought, what a wonderful way to be remembered. I remember her being in her Titan blue, cheering on Katie while in goal and the St. Teresa Titans as they played, being at our Relay for Life and doing whatever she could to support the students that were participating. And then just watching her in action in the classrooms with students and with the staff, she absolutely knew what it meant to be a parent, and she treated the children she served like she was their parent. She was there for them and wanted the best for everyone she worked with.
Deepest condolences to her husband, Pat, James, and Katie, the kids, and all family and friends. And just last month, it's just over a month ago, we had her on our show as she was promoting the local author fair at Belleville Public Library. I remember I looked back at the messages today. She reached out to me and said, Kelly, this is going on. And I said, call the show tomorrow. And she just completed a book.
She did. It was called Scenes from Stage 4, and her poem was full of positive messages. Yeah. And, you know, I've also spoken to Susan on many occasions. I just moved to Canada recently, so unfortunately I didn't have the chance to get to know her as much as you. But, you know, we also connected a lot on Facebook, social media, and she was always giving me signs of like support and showing me, you know, just the positive side of life. You know, she always had that positive outlook.
Yeah, absolutely. Another colleague shared with me this morning that, you know, even when she was very ill, she reached out and was sending them messages of positivity and support, just like you mentioned, Miriam. And, you know, that's always herself last and put everyone first.
Thank you for this, Carrie. We appreciate the time. Carrie Dewey-Smith, Superintendent of Education with the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board. And we're going to wrap up the conversation this morning. Susan joined Miriam and I last month, and from her new book, it was a poem that she read on air. So we'll end it here, okay, Carrie? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Here's Susan Brannigan-Ramp from last month here on the show with her poem.
This is, and I don't want the whole collection. It's not like a downer, just all about life with cancer, but it's about seizing each day. And, you know, for people with every challenge or any challenge, I hope they just kind of feel inspired to go out and kind of carpe diem, as they say. So this poem is called Write Your Best Day, if I could just say it. It says, let it sneak up on you, but don't hold back. Today is going to be an exceptional day to ponder, to explore, to laugh, to wonder, to be. Believe in the joy heading to you and through you. Let it burst forth from you like a rainbow, coloring your interactions with everyone so that they feel the warmth of your smile and kindness, warming their spirit and bolstering the unsteady, because you are powerful and wonderful and impactful and beautiful. Write your best day on the whisper of the wind, then soar.
Wow,
that's a very positive message right there, Susan.
Yeah. Beautiful.
That's kind of the way I roll, Miriam. I like to be a positive person. And I mean, things you deal with in life, you can either curl up in a ball and or just say, okay, what do we have to do now? And that's kind of how I've been just trying to soak up every ounce of life and, you know, being with people and just trying to see what I can do. So the good thing about this book, I'm giving 100% of the profits to the BGH Oncology through the foundation. And I hope that it helps a lot of people, because I'm going to tell you, I see a lot of our Quinty neighbors there. And, you know, I hope it helps, just me giving a little something back from what they've given me.
Susan, it's if you wanted to hear that full interview, it's up at mix97.com from last month.